Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Turmoil continues in a multi-community fire department in Tuscola County. There is a firefighter in the ACW Unionville Fire Department who is allegedly under investigation due to a January 31 incident. Because of that, the Akron-Columbia-Wisner Unionville Fire Chief Justin Wolf was placed on administrative leave by the board while the investigation continues by the fire board. But he still remains a firefighter even though he resigned before the meeting due to other issues. And he's not the only one who resigned recently from the department. Brooklyn Cool and Heather Tibbetts each resigned their lieutenant positions in the fire department. Despite the sensitivity of the issue at hand, which was not fully disclosed, the meeting remained open. The veiled discussion about the current incident that is under investigation seems to be about a medical issue, which is protected information under the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA. The federal law, the federal law that sets national standards for protecting sensitive patient health information from unauthorized disclosure. Also, some in the audience felt that Wolf was blindsided during the meeting about a former incident, and Wolf could not be reached for comment. There has been upheaval of staff in the fire department since June of 2025, when then fire chief was accused of alleged embezzlement. Since then, there have been other fire chiefs and firefighters who resigned from the department. There have also been statements made about interference of some of the fire board members who oversee the department and or with firefighters also. And two members of the Elkland Fire Department, Township Fire Department, have completed a 40-hour Instructor 1 certification course. Captain Gwinther and McKee successfully finished the program, strengthening their instructional skills and enhancing the department's overall training capabilities. And at about 3:30 p.m. on Friday, February 6th, Sanilac County Central Dispatch was contacted that a Sandusky school bus had slid off the road and overturned on Freiberger Road, which is just north of West Sanilac Road in Moore Township. Deputies, along with the Sandusky Fire Department, Moore Township Fire Department, and Sanilac EMS, each responded to the scene. The preliminary investigation determined that a 2019 Bluebird Sandusky school bus was positioned on the west shoulder while attempting to back into a driveway to turn around. Due to winter weather conditions and a soft shoulder near the ditch, the bus slid into the west side ditch and came to rest on its side. The bus was occupied by 28 students and the driver at the time of the incident. Sanilac EMS evaluated all occupants at the scene and fortunately, no injuries required transport to the hospital. First responders would like to thank a resident in the 100 block of Freiberger Road who opened their garage to provide shelter for the students until another Sandusky Community Schools bus arrived to transport them safely. When we come back after the Zell Hansen Motors sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Hi, it's Tyler. Did you know all sales of our regular inventory at Al Hansen Motors include a powertrain warranty at no cost to you? And did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees or prep fees? Lastly, did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we don't charge finance fees? That's why people love to buy their next vehicle from us. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, just straightforward deals that are always open to reasonable negotiation. This week I'm featuring a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and it's in great shape. It has Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, heated mirrors, a backup camera, and more. It only has 78,000 miles and we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's equipped with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. It's in like-new condition and has 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. If you're looking for a four-wheel drive for under $15,000, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has 94,000 miles, and we're asking $13,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded and has a 5.7 Hemi V8 with 88,000 miles. We're asking $28,780.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to our national news. New York City hotel vouchers face service scrutiny. A city audit released today reveals that thousands of homeless families placed in hotels under the emergency voucher program were not provided with mandated social services. The report cites a lack of oversight in private contracts. City officials have promised to increase inspections and penalize hotel operators who fail to provide on-site caseworkers. The program has faced criticism for its high cost and lack of long-term housing solutions. And in our international news, Thailand's Bumjathi Party wins surprise election. In a significant political shift, the Thailand's party led by Anutin Charnvirakul is on course for a landslide victory in Thailand's general election. Preliminary results show the party leading in 90% of polling stations. Bumjathi is now expected to lead coalition talks to form the next government. The party's campaign focused on economic recovery and rural development, resonating with a wide demographic of voters. When we come back after the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Mathilda Kathleen Bukowski Partika, also known as Tilly, passed away Friday, February 6, 2026, at Courtney Manor Nursing Center of Bad Axe. She was born on April 30, 1923, in Ubley, Michigan. Tilly and Art Partika were united in marriage on October 14, 1944. She is survived by her sons, Gerald, Eugene, Daniel, Brian, three daughters, Carolyn, Rita, and Nancy, 15 grandchildren, and 29 great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Tilly will be Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph Church, Rapson, of the St. Hubert Parish. Visitation on Tuesday will be at the church beginning at 9:30 a.m. until the time of services at 11:30 a.m. Burial will take place at a later date. Memorials may be given to the donor's choice. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.